On Friday, I was driving together with a couple of rabbinic colleagues, and one of them got a phone call from the Jewish liaison to Governor Cuomo. The Jewish liaison to Governor Cuomo is exactly what that sounds like. He's the one who deals with the Jewish community on behalf of Governor Cuomo. And apparently, he was facing the following dilemma. Last week, Governor Cuomo visited the five towns. And when he went, they decided to give him a mezuzah as a gift. And now Governor Cuomo had to, and they did explain to him what the idea of mezuzah is and how it offers protection and how it's a meaningful symbol. And he was so moved by it, or, you know, you can never tell the politician if he's actually moved or he's just saying he's moved. But he said that he's going to hang the mezuzah on the front door of the governor's mansion. So now the Jewish liaison has to deal with putting the mezuzah on the front door of the governor's mansion. So he wanted to know, he wasn't planning on being around the governor's mansion that day, that it was meant to be hung on the door. So he wanted to know, does he have to make sure that he is there so that he could be the one to do it rather than having a non-Jew hang the mezuzah? And B, if he does have to be there, do you say a bracha on it? Meaning, is there a bracha on the hanging of the mezuzah on the governor's mansion? And what he didn't ask, but what probably would have been a good question to ask at some point, and was probably the primary question to ask at some point, is, was this a good idea for them to do in the first place? Meaning, should you be giving the governor of New York, who is a non-Jew, a mezuzah? Is that a smart thing to do? So there is a story that's told in the Talmud Yerushalmi in the first parak of Peya, Halacha Aleph, and normally in Yerushalmi, when you get the exact halacha, it's very easy to find the Yerushalmi because the halachas are generally pretty short, but not so with the first halacha of Peya, which is quite long. But somewhere in that mix over there, it says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi sent a mezuzah to a person. I forgot the person's name, but it identifies the person. It does not say explicitly whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew, but it doesn't sound like a Jewish name. And it seems from the Maisa that he sent a mezuzah to a non-Jew. Jewish person. The Pnei Moshe on the spot says one thing. He says, right on the name, he says, this must have been a Yehudi Chashuv, a Chashuv, a Jew. Why does he assume it was a Chashuv, a Jew? It sounds like it's a non-Jew. So, Mistama, the Pnei Moshe says that because he was working with the assumption that it would be inappropriate for Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi to give the mezuzah to a non-Jew, so Mistama, it was a Jew. And presumably he did this to maintain a positive relationship with the person. In the Tshuvas Be'er Sheva, Simen Lamed Vav, he gives other suggestions as to why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would send a mezuzah to a non-Jew, including the possibility that he was working on him trying to get this person to convert. That may have been one possibility as to why he was sending him this mezuzah. Okay, be that as it may, what would be the problem? Is there any issue with sending a mezuzah or giving a mezuzah to a non-Jew? So there is a comment of the Ramah in Siman Reish Sadi Aleph in Yaradeya and Sif Beis. The context of the Ramah is the Shulchan Aruch is talking about what probably is the most commonly asked question in Hilchos Mezuzah that I get, as a I'm sure all rabbis get. And that is when you leave a house, when you're moving out of your apartment and you're buying a house, or you're moving out of one house, going to another house, must we leave all of our mezuzahs? The mezuzahs are expensive. To have to buy new mezuzahs, to have to, it's a big hassle. So do we really have to leave our mezuzahs? And the Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, you do. The Ramah adds, you don't have to give them for free. You're like, dinim amanus, you can charge for the mezuzahs, but you're supposed to leave the mezuzahs unless, the person moving in next is a goy. The Shulchan Aruch says, if the person moving in next is a non-Jew, or the person you rented the house from is a non-Jew, then obviously you don't leave your mezuzahs there. You can take your mezuzahs. Note to love Yotze. So on that, the Ramah comments, Va'ovet kochavim shebike sheyitnu lo mezuzah. If a non-Jew asks that you give him a mezuzah, verotze lekava bebischo, and he's going to use it for the right thing. He's going to hang it on his door. Asur litnalo. It's usur to give it to him. That is the Ramah quoting from a Maharil. And then adds the Ramah, V'nirali dimikal makom b'makom diika lemechash mishum eva v'sheyera mishum zeli Yisrael shari. If you're worried about a sense of eva and that it's going to be harmful to the Jewish people, if you don't give this mezuzah, then it is mutter. So should they have given the mezuzah to a non-Jew? Probably not. Meaning what? You're going to say Eva? You could have given any gift to him. You know, politicians get these gifts all the time. You could have given any sort of gift to him that has some sort of Jewish symbolism. It doesn't have to be an actual Cheftza Shel Kedusha. Okay, but Ramaz make it, if there's genuine Eva, meaning the person asks for it and says, this is what I want a mezuzah, so that's something that that you're allowed to do according to the Ramah. Now, important to note, not according to the Maril. The Maril does not allow it. The Ramah's adding this kula. The Maril himself is very clear. Now, what's the reason for the Isser? What would be the problem with giving it to him? So there are three possibilities what the reason for the Isser. The Be'er Sheva and Siman Lam Vav suggest that the Isser is based on a psak of the Rush, that even though a mezuzah does in fact provide a house with protection, a person's intention in having the mezuzah should never be for the benefit of security, but for fulfillment of the word of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, of the Tzivoy Hashem. A non-Jew who is not obligated in the mitzvah clearly only wants the mezuzah because, as it was described to him, this is going to be a charm, this is going to be something that can serve to protect, and that's not appropriate. That itself is a bizayin to the mezuzah to try to use it as some sort of good luck charm. So that itself is problematic. Furthermore, a second possibility, Ber Hetev and Simon Reish Pei Vav Sivkat Nehe writes that a non-Jew simply cannot be trusted to treat a Cheftza Shel Kedusha with the sanctity that it deserves, meaning you're going to give it to him, so it's a piece of paper. You know the old joke about throwing out the instructions, right? It's a piece of paper. He's not going to think that it has any Kedusha. He certainly wouldn't even begin to know how to treat something with Kedusha. You're going to tell me, but he's going to hang it on his door, and you know that that's what he wants to do with it. He says, I'm going to hang it on my door, so he's going to be Shomrit Petara. Yeah, that's a couple of possible answers to that in the Sefer Pischei Mezuzos, and this is all expressed by the Maril. That first of all, he'll hang it by his door as long as it's still protecting him. The second something bad happens and he sees that it's not working, so to speak, so then he'll throw it out. Also, yeah, he might treat it respectfully while he's alive. But who says that after he dies that his children are going to treat it respectfully? Who says when he moves out of the house and the next governor comes in that they're not going to just throw it in the garbage, or the next person if it's any other non-Jew? And then there's a third reason that's offered by the Shari Tshuva, some Kufman Zayin. He suggests that the problem with giving a mezuzah to a non-Jew to place on his doorway is that people will then mistakenly assume that he is Jewish. There was some story like that where a non-Jew very much wanted a mezuzah. He thought it was going to afford him protection, and he lived in a Jewish neighborhood, and he put up a mezuzah until the mishulachim started coming. And then he wasn't so interested in having the mezuzah. He couldn't figure out why all these people kept on asking him for money, because they saw a mezuzah on his doorway. So if that's a concern, that people mistakenly assume he's Jewish, that could be a problem. So it's possible that one shouldn't even give him a mezuzah cover if that's the case, meaning let alone not giving him the scroll, right? That would be nafkamina. If it's about Tashmishi Kedusha, so a mezuzah cover without a mezuzah is no problem. It was never used for Kedusha. You can give that to him, and you call that a mezuzah. But if it's about people, you know, he's going to hang it on his door, and people are going to think he's a Jew, so then the mezuzah cover would be a problem as well, even without giving the scroll. So anyway, so the Maril was asked this. Now the Maril asked even b'makom Eva, even if there's some concern of Eva. Why? So the Maril writes that we have a Kabbalah biyadenu, that no sort of sinna, no sort of hatred is going to come upon the Jewish people when a Jew is machzik emunaso ve'eno nota mimena, that a person remains faithful to his Judaism, to his Yiddishkeit, and does the right thing. That's never going to be the cause of sinna. Chein yimtza be'enehem. All it's going to cause is that you will find chein in their eyes, because we are genuine people and because we are dedicated to our religion. But he says it's still better to be docha the person and tell him that, you know, listen, I know you want a mezuzah because you think it's going to protect you, but for us it's a holy object, and therefore it protects us, but it's not going to work for you because it doesn't have significance for people of your religion. And, you know, better to do that than to just say no, I'm not going to give it to you. Even the Maril is moda that it's at least better to try to explain it, similar to the way we explain that Shabbos is that Tav Mavlin the Shabbos doesn't work for Midlo Minter Shabbato, for someone who doesn't observe the Shabbos. And in fact, this idea that it's not going to work for a non-Jew, the Ben Ishchai says is actually true. Ben Ishchai, in the beginning of Parshat Kisavo, says it really doesn't work for them. It only works. The Shem Shakai works for the Jewish people, does not work for someone who's not a Jew. Now, what do you do about the story of Rebbe? Rebbe, the name of the fellow is Artuvan, or Artovun. So Rebbe gave him a mezuzah. You're not allowed to give him a mezuzah to a guy. So there are a number of suggestions that are offered. Number one, that maybe it was a tzorach sha'a, Eva, the Maril Eva wouldn't even help for, but maybe there was some hara shah that Rebbe had. The Rama would probably say it was Eva, and that's why Rebbe was allowed to do it, and that's why the Rama disagrees with the Maril. In the Tshuvas Be'er Sheva that I referenced before, he suggests that Rebbe was trying to be machshiv him, was trying to be machshiv the Jewish people in his eyes, to the point where he's going to become impressed with the notion of Yichud Hashem, and the mezuzah is going to remind him of Yichud Hashem, and that he'll want to be Megayer. Rebbe thought this would be a good addition to the team, and even though we generally don't recruit converts, but he thought that in this case, it was worthy of trying to be Megayer. The Be'er Sheva then suggests that maybe if the guy is not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, it's mutter. Maybe the whole Isser is only for an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So some of the Acharim are not so pleased with that. What do you mean? If the concern is that he's going to be Mezalzel in the mezuzah, what difference does it make if he's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah? If the concern is that people are going to think he's a Jew and he's not a Jew, what difference does it make if he's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah? Bottom line is, a non-Jew is still likely to be Mezalzel in it, and he's still likely to be confused for a Jew. But what was the third reason we had? What was the third reason we had? We had three reasons why not to give to non-Jew. He might be Mezalzel, he might be confused for a Jew, and the other reason was that he's going to think that it's just a charm to protect him. It's not based on any belief in God. Ooh, so maybe if he's someone who's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, he believes in Yichud Hashem, so maybe he's not just using it as a charm. Maybe that's what that Be'er Sheva is based on. But the majority of the Acharonim are not so pleased with that comment of the Be'er Sheva, that you're just allowed to give it to a non-Jew who happens to not be an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Rav Moshe was asked a shaila about a case of a non-Jew who wanted his Jewish landlord to put a mezuzah on his door. And the landlord wanted to know if he's allowed to do it to avoid losing the tenant or getting the tenant upset. So Rav Moshe discusses the notion of Eva that the Rama is making with. And Rav Moshe points out that there are two kinds of Eva. This is in Igros Moshe Yerodea, Simen Kufla, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kufla Mera Aleph. Simen Kuf Pei Dalid. So Rav Moshe writes that there are two types of Eva. There is the sakana that he might actually do something harmful to the Jewish people, and then there's just a general attitude that he's not going to do anything terrible to us right now, but he's not going to love us for it. You know, it's not going to create this love affair. So the Acharonim point out, the Chasam Sofer in Yerodeas and Kuf Lamed Aleph, that when he's going to be a Sone Bialma, when he's just, you know, it's just not going to make him love us very much, so that you can't be Matir Nisudar Raisa, but you can be Matir Nisudar Rabbanan. When it's Mamish going to be a Sakana, then you could even be Matir Nisudar Raisa. So what's this? Giving him a mezuzah. So Rav Moshe says, it's Pashut, that this is not an Isudar Raisa. Mistama, he's going to be knowing by Mina Kavod, he's not going to be Mevaza. Achshash Rachuk, he's going to die, his Yorshim are then going to be Mevaza. The next guy, you know, at some later date, he said, therefore, when the Rama writes, Eva, Visheyera Avor Zeli Yisrael, the Rama is saying two different things. If it's either Eva or Sheyera Avor Zeli Yisrael, he's saying two different things. Sheyera Avor Zeli Yisrael means right now he's going to do something bad. That would be mutter even to do in Issa Daraisa. But even just regular Eva, that it's just going to be uncomfortable, he's not going to love us as much. Rav Moshe argues that that's enough of a reason to be Mekel in this case. Especially then, Rav Moshe argues, maybe this isn't even a din. Maybe it's a Chumra Bialma. The Ma'aril recommends, that the Ma'aril suggests not to give him a mezuzah. But it's not necessarily an Ikar Adin that's actually Asir. and especially since the Achronim are Mekel like the Ramah against the Maril anyway. So Rav Moshe was Mekel in that case. Now it is interesting, the Nitziv and Hamik Sheila and the Sheiltos and Parshas Ekev, Simon Kuf Mem Hei, Oz Tess writes that it's better L'Chachila if you can give him, if you have to give him Mezuzah Mishum Eva, to give him one that wasn't written L'Shem Kedushas Mezuzah. It will have less Kedusha if it wasn't written L'Shem Kedusha. So what difference does it make to him? He doesn't need a mezuzah anyway, and it looks all the same, but it wasn't written with Kavanah Lishma, L'Shem Kedusha. And it's interesting, in the Tshuva writes that when someone writes Shemos HaKodesh, not L'Shem Kedusha, then it actually has no Kedusha at all. That the item is no kedusha, so the nitziv l'shitaso. So, given one that was not written l'shma, and then the shame that it should have any kedusha, and then it will be totally fine because you don't care what happens to such a mezuzah. However, Rav Moshe in his tshuva disagrees with that. Rav Moshe writes, "What do you mean? That's a separate violation. If he's buying a mezuzah from you, or he's asking for a mezuzah from you, and you're giving him the impression that you're giving him a mezuzah, chulin daf tzadi dalid. That's an isser of gnevas das. The Gemara says that it's also looking." Of Daita Shal Brios Afilu Das Akum. You're not even allowed to be Gornik Das of a guy. So you're telling him you're giving him a mezuzah, you're giving him something that does not actually have Kedushas Mezuzah. That's inappropriate. That's it. Not just inappropriate, that's Asur. So this is a machlokas amongst the Achronim, the Netziv on the one hand, and Rav Moshe on the other hand, who does not think that it's appropriate to give him something that does not have not have Kedusha for these for the reason of Genevas Das. Okay, so bottom line, should they have given it to him? Probably not. It seems at least preferable not to give it to him. Now that they did, is it necessary that a Jew puts it up? So we spoke to Rav Shachter about it. He said, well, you just want to make sure it's put up properly. You don't want to put it up upside down, because that itself is putting it Bibi Zion. You don't want to put it in the wrong spot on the door, because everyone's going to see that, and it's going to look ridiculous, and people may get the wrong impression of where a mezuzah even belongs. So you want to make sure that it's put up properly. So that may be enough reason for a Jew to put it up. Certainly no bracha, because a non-Jew's home is not chayiv in mezuzah, so certainly no bracha. But if you already explained, in this case, the liaison had already explained to the non-Jew exactly where it needs to be placed, how it needs to be placed. So Rav Shachter thought that in that case there would be no problem with having the non-Jew hang the mezuzah in that case. I remember once we had when one of the hurricanes hit the south shore of Long Island. I forget which hurricane it was, or which tropical storm or whatever it was before Sandy. Irene or Katrina, so I don't know what. No, Katrina was New Orleans. I don't know, Irene, whatever, hit the what? Yeah. So as I read, so it flooded my basement, ruined all the carpet in my basement, and there was a guy who my mother is an interior designer, so my mother did work with, who was a carpet guy, and he said, "Oh, Rabbi's house, I'm going to redo it for free. He's going to redo all the carpet for free." I didn't know who this guy was, other than my mother called him Mr. Sai. I don't know if Sai was his first name, his last name, an abbreviation of something. No idea. So my mother said, "Mr. Sai is such a nice guy, and he has such love for the Jewish people. You have to give him a mezuzah for his store." I said, "No, I'm not giving him. Is he Jewish?" She's like, "I don't know if he's Jewish. He seems Jewish," she says. I met him. He didn't seem so Jewish to me. I was like, "I'm not giving him a mezuzah." She said, "No, you have to give him a mezuzah. Come to the store. You'll meet him, and you'll give him a mezuzah." So I went to the store with a mezuzah, and my mother was like, grabbed it from me, and was like, "Look what my son brought for you." Gave him a mezuzah. And I was like, "Oh, come on." He takes the mezuzah, he kisses it, and he says, "You know, where I come from, we don't call you rabbi, we call you chacham." I'm like, I guess my mother knows what she's talking about. Turns out he was an Iranian Jew. I just had no idea that he was in fact Jewish. And he showed me the mezuzah on the front door of the store. Now he has the mezuzah on the back door of the store as well. So obviously, to give to a Jew, he's going to treat it with great respect. That's a great mitzvah. You're enabling a person to do a mitzvah. But to give to a non-Jew would seem to be something that's at least discouraged, unless a person is put in this uncomfortable situation where there's going to be some level of Eva. Now, there could be reverse Eva. If you go on social media and you look at the reaction of the citizens of New York to the news story that there's a mezuzah on the governor's mansion, a lot of the reaction is negative. Separation of church and state, why are the Jews taking over? You know, get that thing off of my house, because it's a taxpayer-owned, right? Get that thing off of my house. You know, what would we say if there was a cross hanging on the door? Would Would people be okay with that? What about if it was some Muslim symbol? Would people be okay with that? How is this? You know, like there's a good amount of anger. Of course, there's a good amount of anger no matter what you do on social media, especially if you're a public figure. But you know, one could argue that there's an eva dafka by yes giving a mezuzah as opposed to by not giving a mezuzah in this case.
Yeah. Like, just humility.